Dr. Jennifer Newell, curator of Pacific Ethnology, has been researching the changing relationship between Pacific Islanders, their ocean, and climate change. She says climate change has brought out cultural challenges for islanders in the Pacific.
Many of you might have heard about the sorts of impacts that are happening there already, that many islanders are having to already relocate from their islands as sea level rise and the inundation of salt water and the increase in the number of severe weather events has made life in some of the islands, the low-lying atolls and other low-lying islands, untenable.
In fact, some islanders may be leaving their homes forever because of rising sea levels. A case in point is the Carteret Islands, a part of Papua New Guinea. They are predicted to be submerged and uninhabitable by 2015. Dr. Newell notes that many have moved to Bougainville, another part of Papua New Guinea, a move she describes as difficult.
Bougainville is a very Civil War-torn area. People are preparing to leave from Kiribati and Tuvalu, and Kiribati and Tuvalu are kind of like the poster children for climate change in the Pacific. They're the very low-lying, very threatened islands. At most, they're 2 meters above sea level.
Dr. Newell says many islanders are having to move on their own without government assistance. But in Kiribati, there's national assistance. The country's president is being proactive.
Anote Tong, the president there, is preparing for relocation because they know that unless they prepare, they'll end up having to be refugees and it will be in an emergency situation. They'll lose control of the situation. So he's making sure that his people are well educated so that they can be migrating with dignity, as he says, and finding useful roles in new countries.
Dr. Alex DeVoet, curator of African ethnology, was asked what he thought would be the likely impact of climate change on the islanders of the Pacific and Indian Oceans.
A very interesting question with an almost impossible answer. So the more we research, the more we will know. This is unlimited.
Dr. Newell was asked as an anthropologist if she would recommend that people move to higher ground, abandon their countries altogether, or take some other action. She said what was most important was to talk to the people themselves to find out what they wanted to do.
The important thing is that we support islanders in the decisions that they make about that. Some islanders don't want to leave. They won't leave. And they say, if our island is lost, then I will be lost. The land is our mother. You don't abandon your mother. Of course, we will stay here on the island. Some communities will want to relocate. So there's different ways forward.
Dr. Newell says the international community should be able to step in when needed to provide islanders with the resources they will need.